I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Welcome back to Coolin' Out. We got the man, the myth, the legend in the building.
Finally got it together.
The flesh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Welcome, man.
Got the boy Austin.
Welcome.
He's back. How long we trying to get you on this podcast, man?
You make it seem like I'm so important. It's more that I'm a mess, and I constantly was...
We all are in our own ways.
Since July.
Really? Since July?
Well, July was when I was here, and yeah, it was in July.
Oh, yeah, that's when you got
inspired. The lost episode. Yeah. God, that was a...
It was a lot
That
of
was
fun.
An interesting 2 hours.
It was
hours. That was.
Very climactic, but like yeah. It started on a climax, which made it really interesting.
That was a good blend of personality.
That was a lost episode. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, the people haven't heard that then.
Yeah, that was R.O.T., Austin.
It actually got lost.
We lost it.
Yeah.
We got lost.
That was like 2 hours, I think.
That was like
a
2 hour
episode.
Hope
so much happens to mine.
No. We got it together.
We figured that out.
That was in the summer blues, but we over that.
Got to get some new equipment.
Yeah.
That was so 2017.
Are you going to be filming me the whole time?
You want me to?
No, I automatically feel uncomfortable.
Make you uncomfortable?
No, you feel uncomfortable?
I was just wondering. No one's ever like filmed me on their iPhone.
I watch these when I'm home, so don't worry about it. It's just me watching them.
Okay.
So.
It doesn't creep me out at all. It's
all right. Yeah, you'll be all right. You'll be so all right. What's up,
you
man?
Tough.
How you been?
I've been good. We were just... all catching up because it's been a while since I've seen everyone. I'm still properly meeting Ryan, so.
Word.
Life's been good.
He don't know me yet.
Eventually, he'll come to know me well because he'll watch these videos of me when he's alone in his living room.
Catch on quick. Be being my dog Chewy.
I've been good. I am excited for the holidays. I feel like it's what was I gonna say? I don't get depressed on New Year's Eve, but I feel like the whole mentality of like, oh, let's have like a last hurrah because the year went by is like the wrong way to look at it. And instead, I think I get excited like, oh, you know, there's next year. Like, you know,
are you gonna have any kind of hurrah?
I'll have a hurrah. I'll have some kind of hurrah.
Okay.
Sure. What kind of hurrah are you gonna have?
Nothing on the docket at the moment.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just feeling things out.
Yeah.
See where everybody stands.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, if I'm not with my family on New Year's Eve,
yeah,
it's like a very depressing thing to me.
Oh, wow.
Like, I've done the whole, oh, let's be with a bunch of friends, let's get drunk, let's have fun, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, midnight strikes, and, like, there's this weird sense of emotion, like, oh, you know, like, the year passed, the year ahead, and, you know, that's how it works in my family. Everyone's texting or calling each other, so it's like, if I'm with everyone, it feels more natural. It's like, you know, you give everyone a big hug, you go to grandma, you go to aunts. Whereas if I'm not with everyone, I'm getting texts while I'm at a bar. Like, it just feels so...
Yeah, that's the worst. It's too hard to reply to everyone at the same time.
Mind state
well.
Might be a little altered.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a couple of happy new wears.
New wears.
You all fucked up. Yeah.
That is true.
Autocorrect don't hold you down.
I love this time of year. I think like New York City. I had this conversation with a friend the other day. AJ, my friend who's coming back to town. You know AJ. So AJ is from New York and hasn't lived here for many years. And he was said, I spoke to him and his dad, and they said they're coming back for Christmas, because for them, New York at Christmas time is Christmas. Like, it's how they spent Christmas. There's something about all the decorations here. There's a special spirit, blah, blah. And then I spoke to this friend who's from someplace in, like, rural Massachusetts or some random shit. And he said the opposite. He said, like, actually, I think New York City at Christmas time is horrible. I think it's, like, so commercial. There's nothing nice about it. There's no good spirit. I think he's just generally a negative guy. Mm-hmm. Because I tend to think the opposite.
That sounds
I
a little more nice, accurate. Right? Like,
you walk around the city in the summer, and you, what do you smell? You smell trash. You walk around the city in the winter, and you smell Christmas trees on a few corners because there's these, you know, weird Quebecois guys selling their trees and stuff. So it's like it's a positive. I think it's a positive time. I like being around here.
Yeah. Plus, you see all the lights. It's very festive. I would wholeheartedly disagree with whoever that guy is.
Yeah, yeah.
You should cut him off.
I agree.
Yeah. Put him on some meds or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He ought to be on them.
Maybe bring him on the podcast so we could tell him.
Oh, that's right. I'll
no,
bring
no,
him.
No, thank you. No, we don't want no smoke. Yeah,
no negative energy around me.
It's holiday spirit, man.
So I was in the middle, before we started recording, I was in the middle of asking you how you guys started doing this. And we started off by saying Kevin used to do it with Ryan. And it was
and a friend before that. A former friend, yeah, before that, yeah.
We won't get into that unless you want to.
No, we just, we were doing it, and then communication just stopped.
Got married.
Facebook one day, congratulate such and such and such and such on their wedding. I was like, whoa. And then...
phone went dry.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well before that, that's the next thing
Maybe
I saw.
Maybe his current wife doesn't like you. I also don't want to touch on a soft
Maybe I don't know.
He got
her.
Married and he dropped you.
No, even before that.
Oh, okay.
Like this communication stopped, and I think like 3 months later he was married, and I knew his current relationship dealings because that the girl he was talking to was in was related to a girl that I was talking to.
Okay. Related, blood related,
yes.
Family related.
Yes.
Oh wow. Okay. So you were
and he would
sister.
Tell me how he was no cousins.
Okay.
But he would tell me how he was feeling, and he was pretty down about it. And then we were still working at the same time.
Okay.
And then I just stopped. And then 3 months later, he was married.
Me or Kev? Which one? Which one?
Yeah.
Damn.
So cut. Then Ryan and I started talking about it. Eventually, I don't know how. And then we just did a couple test runs, and then we didn't put it out though.
Okay.
And Jarrell came back.
Jarrell.
That was Ryan's idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like, he told me Jarrell would be a good. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And then we approached Jarrell. He was like, yeah, why not? We did one test run. Is that the one with your cousin sat in?
One. No, that's when we record. That's when we sent out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We did one test run. No, we didn't even do a test run actually. Because that's the one that he sat in on, and I was like, let's just put it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, yeah. So there was no test run. But this is Kevin's passion. This is third try.
Yeah.
Third go around.
Finally got it right.
So then I have to ask, do you listen to a lot of podcasts yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. What kind of podcasts?
It varies. Okay. Sports, entertainment. It really varies. Some to learn stuff, some for motivation. It really depends on the frame of mind I'm in.
Mm. I'm interested by stuff that I'm not into, but other people are, because I like to figure out what causes it. Like, what causes that interest? Like, I don't listen to any podcasts.
Yeah.
Have I ever listened to one? Yeah. Do I think it's really interesting? I do, but nothing like... You know, motivates me to take out my phone and go to first of all, you have to ask people what podcasts they like. I mean, like, I don't know how you surf through, like, the options and select some stuff. I guess it's like watching some random stuff on television. But yeah, I never thought to really listen to podcasts. And I guess if I worked out more frequently, I would, because it seems like a good time to do it.
It's just a good, again, it depends what you want it for, but everyone does them. So... You can learn so much.
Yeah.
You can also be entertained. Like Mark Zuckerberg will be talking openly. Those might be gems you might want. You know, Oprah has a podcast. She's talking about with some of the most like resourceful people in the world. Like, again, so it's just a resource or it depends what you want it for.
I think I could do an Oprah podcast. I grew up watching Oprah. It was like after school. It was an exciting thing to do. My mom was like, like many other mothers, my mother was really into Oprah.
You was into Oprah.
Yeah, I was. Oh, is there a challenge?
Like, always on. Nah, Oprah was
I'm part of the campaign that says, Oprah for president. Like, I think we'd be in a much better world right now if Oprah were president.
I don't know what
anyone
that would
could
be like.
President, yeah.
That's true.
But we don't need to go there. Also, I'm dancing around eggshells, but I guess like we can speak about it.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I didn't even know about I don't know about you, Jarrell. I didn't know until Kevin told me about podcasts. Like, there was a guy, Tax Stone, that we...
Fire.
He basically got into the hip-hop culture we all... Like, we were a part of or whatever. And the things he would say would... It would like stick out, like it would be everyday things, but him saying it, it was like, damn, like the stuff he's saying is real. And he would get actually interviews that most people wouldn't get. So after that, like, I started listening more and more, and it was like a different way of, I guess, communicating. You had YouTube, you have I guess text messages and music, but this was like a different form.
Yeah,
so it's something different, I guess, that's booming now.
It's also another outlet to get to know someone you might admire, celebrities, entrepreneurs. Like, I honestly feel like everyone has a podcast now.
Yeah.
Like, everyone. And you get to see a different side of people. Because, for example, like, someone I like admire, like Charlamagne Tha God, right? You listen to him on a Breakfast Club. And there's certain things he'll drop gems on a Breakfast Club, or he might like slander someone on a Breakfast Club, but on Brilliant Idiots, he don't give a fuck what he says. Like, there's no FCC radio airwaves, none of that to censor him, so he can just be his true self and give you like his true, genuine, 100% opinion on every single thing. And I just like that. Like, I like getting to know people that I admire on a deeper level and hearing what they have to say.
Yeah, find out stories you didn't know about them.
Yeah, you just find out like random tidbits. Things.
Yeah. So you think... Do you think the fact that it's not filmed is like an element of it?
Some people film
it. I say
it.
This looking at Ryan. No, I'm curious.
Looking right to the camera.
No, because what you all said that you like about podcasts is that you like to listen to someone who you know you like in another realm, whether it's their music or their acting or whatever. But you think it's this level of openness. Like, when you get on a podcast, you can just be open. So I'm wondering, is it that they're more open because they're not being filmed? Or is it just you're having a conversation, it inevitably becomes like, you know...
People film podcasts.
Okay.
Like, it's like actually a pretty common occurrence now.
Yeah.
Because it makes it easier. People gravitate more towards videos. They want to see who's talking to them. Like, imagery is everything. Like, if I don't know who's talking to me, I guess like your words resonate with me, but it doesn't fully resonate unless I can actually see. I can actually imagine who's talking to me. I see your face, I see your features, you know, and I'm like, all right, cool. Now I can imagine you saying it and how you're saying it, and I can determine how passionate you are about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Things of that nature. So, yeah, a lot of people record these things. So do we.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Case in point.
To what he said, it's like, it blocks off you having to censor what you have to say. Like, if we watch The Breakfast Club, yeah, it's cool, but there's another show.
What's The Breakfast Club? Sorry, you brought it up a bunch.
It's a radio. It's 105.1. Okay. And it's just that every morning they have these interviews where you just get to see the interaction between everybody. So it's nice when you hear it and you hear the energy, but when you see it, it's different. And then, like, there's another podcast called Drinking Champs where they just have liquor all over the place. But you see the energy, like, you get to be a part of it, and it's not censored. So you hear things that happen in hip-hop culture from the past, and you're like, you get to actually watch it.
While they regularly drink throughout the episode. Okay. So, you know, people are more prone to honesty, and you might hear things and learn things that they wouldn't normally normally say. Yeah. Yeah,
more searching for the truth, I guess. You could get more truth through podcasts than you can through any other platform, I think.
Yeah, but the podcast lane is cool. And I think also it's cool because it gives anyone a voice.
Yeah.
Like, anyone can, you know, buy. I mean, granted, like, we spent bread for this equipment, but, like, anyone could just get any kind of equipment and start speaking.
Yeah, they could have our own mic.
And put it out there, and now you have a voice. Like,
yeah.
And you can get, like, us and get on iTunes and not Spotify. iTunes, Google Play, all these other platforms. One day, right? Spotify's so hard to get on. Get on all these different platforms and just get your voice out there.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
It's been cool.
It's cool that it's like the mediums, I guess, that like you're using to broadcast and to like promote your podcast. That's new. But talk radio, I mean, like, it's the oldest thing. Before there was television, there was radio and people were talking. It's funny that something as fundamental as like conversation, it's nice to think in this world and day and age, there still is like some beauty of like people interacting. A conversation alone is an interesting thing. You know what I mean? I love my favorite show for any kind of show, but like especially the genre of like something to just watch, like not a documentary or whatever, is Seinfeld.
I knew you was gonna say that.
I strike you as a Seinfeld.
No, because it's one of my favorite shows. It's one of my, but I just heard it.
Struck to be a Seinfeld. Ours is Martin.
I was thinking just when you were talking about what you liked about a podcast, like being how real it is, how it's just kind of like being open and like it. There's something natural about it, and the whole like claim to fame about Seinfeld, right, is that it's a show about nothing. There's no character development. There's no subject. I mean, there's subjects, but there's no like goal for an episode. You're not supposed to walk away and learn a lesson. It's just like random stuff happening. And it's part of what makes it so funny is like it's so common. And so I like the idea that, you know, when you have like talk radio, it's just having a conversation. And like it can be about whatever. Like I've watched a few of these episodes, listened to a few of these episodes. I've seen one actually here. Mm-hmm. And the subject matter is like, you know, clearly it varies. Like I walked in with literally nothing to say. This is the Seinfeld version, right?
Yeah, it's technically.
The,
yeah.
It's the podcast about nothing, I guess.
Nice title. Really nice title.
We can have that, though.
There you go.
Really nice title.
But you know, like, so when the podcast initially started, we tried to like limit it to like what, sports and
it was sports and music and
pop culture,
sex, drugs, and women,
and things that we wanted to talk about. But then we ended up just meeting so many amazing artists and so many people like on this journey through doing this podcast. And then some, like, it kind of like reverted to us wanting to help them get their name out there. So it was like, all right, cool. Like, our listeners are going to find out who you are. Uh-huh. And then once they find out who you are, then we're going to integrate you into our show.
Got it.
So now it's just like the podcast, I wouldn't say it's about a lot of things. Like, it's like whoever comes on, like one day we might have a damn astronaut on. And it'd be a whole episode about space.
That would be fire.
And on that note, I heard that you were going to teach us some things about
space. That's later. I'm going to do that at the end. I'm going to close out with
that. He ain't in the mood yet. No, he likes to, end on space. So he says, like, that's later.
Well, actually, now that you brought that up, how did you feel when you came on the episode to watch? Like, was it like...
The one that I was watching, like when I came in July?
Yeah, you really surveyed quite a mix of personalities.
No, it was awesome. That's why I'm here, because it was so entertaining. I came.
It really was.
You know, shout out ROT.
I was going to see Kevin, and was like, Chris was here. He's like, yeah, we'll have some beers. We can watch them run their podcast. I was like, I've actually seen it a few times. I think it's like really funny and interesting, depending on who's there. So I didn't know who was coming, and I didn't know what it was going to be about.
I got the answers.
It was great, and you know, he was. I thought it was. He was very artistic. Like, it was awesome when he actually rapped through his own verses, and like it wasn't just speaking about what he liked or disliked about other people. And it's something like a subject matter I can't say I can speak to. I didn't know half the stuff that he was talking about, but like then you actually alone. Feel like, oh, you everyone but everyone
no, you were not alone.
We had to tell him to slow down, right? Like,
I had no idea, chill. I wish we would have saved that episode. I wish we would have had that.
We did,
because the listeners don't know like what we're really talking about. Like, it was just a 2-hour long episode.
A minute in, Jarrell and I looked at each other.
Everyone was just looking at each other like, yo, what the hell is going on right now?
I had to ask him, where's this coming from? Is everything okay?
That's very funny. Yeah. I found it really entertaining. And then Kevin said, like, you know, are you gonna, so of course, like having seen that, and then Kevin says, oh, do you wanna be on the podcast? I was like, normally, I can, as you can see, I can talk about anything, and I can talk forever and ever and ever.
That's why I want to have you.
But my first reaction
no,
was
but
like,
you're generally entertaining. Like, you don't mean to be, you just have a presence.
I think it's a compliment. I think it is a really big compliment, really. And I'm saying that would have made me kind of, without any hesitation, of course I'd like to be on the podcast. Like, it'd be cool just to kind of be present and, like, you know, partake in the conversation. But when I saw how he came with an agenda, like he had something to say.
He's pent up.
And was so passionate about it. Ooh. Like, you know, there was a physical distance even. Like, I was sitting in the corner, like, and everyone else who wasn't actually speaking to the mic was sitting in the back, much to Jarrell's dismay, because he wanted all the listeners to hear everyone. So I then learned, okay, you need to speak close to the mic. But right by Engineer the end Rell. Of it, I sat at the table, and, you know, I thought that, like, there, I had a few things to say, and I wanted to contribute to his rant against DJ Khaled's song or whatever it was.
Nah, shout out to Tay and RLT, because
you'll hear him in 2018.
He's definitely coming back on. But, like, but that's how he is, though. Like, he comes with an agenda. He comes, like, ready to go.
It was great.
Remember the first time we met him, the first time he came in the podcast, that episode actually got released. That was, like, in our earliest stages of the podcast.
Yeah, they're like our second guest.
And as soon as they walked in, it was like, boom. Like, I asked one question, and it was like, boom. They just, brrr. And I was like, oh, you're making my job easy. I have nothing to say.
They do all the work.
Yeah, so I wasn't even surprised when he came in that night and was like, I got the answers. Don't ask me no questions. Like,
I figured it out. I was like, all
right. Just sit back and sip on my tea.
Yeah.
That was great. I don't come with an agenda or answers. Always thoughts and conversation, though.
Or answers.
Kevin asked me before I came, right before I came, like a few hours ago, he texted me, is there any subject that you have you want to talk about? Mm-hmm. There's nothing I absolutely want to talk about. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, you said last time current events, like, okay, we follow enough current events that we could talk about enough stuff. Seems like every executive of anything right now is coming to light that they've, you know, sexually harassed one of their employees or raped. The whole thing, it's crazy because we're so used to hearing ridiculous things in the news and crazy stories, right? Like, that's who's interested in, like, boring news. So the scandal of something like this is like, it happens once, it happens twice. But the fact that it's on this scale then puts you back to think, and it's horrible that that's how the mind works, but it's only because it's on this scale. It's like every day a new person. It makes you realize how deep-rooted this whole thing is. So here's my little story, my little thought. I had the conversation with my mom yesterday because I don't even know what she brought up, you know, whether it was Matt Lauer or Harvey Weinstein or one of, you know, the 30 other people who's essentially gotten in trouble for doing something very bad. And she said, you know, isn't it crazy? It goes to show you that, look at these guys. They built, you know, whatever industry they may have been in, they built an empire, and they made so much success for themselves, and they made stupid decisions. And you think, you know, you can make stupid decisions. It's never acceptable if it's a certain kind of stupid decision. But nonetheless, if you think, okay, I make mistakes, your mistakes can always come back to haunt you. So you need to make sure that whatever mistake you're ever going to make is not going to be something that's morally, you know, horrific and wrong. And so that's what she said. And I thought, okay, that's actually, you know, that's true. Like, look at how it's an entire lifetime of work means zero. The next day, you lose everything. You lose all your fortune. You lose any future. These guys have enough money. I'm sure they'll figure out some way to get, you know, putts along. But then I said, okay, you know, I think the obvious thing to talk about, and that these are my two thoughts or two cents. So the obvious thing to talk about is how horrible something like that is. And, you know, you think that someone who's smart enough to be successful would be smart enough to, like, keep their hands and their penis to themselves, right? But somehow they can't. And then you think also about how shocking it is that it's just on this scale. But then I said, actually, the two thoughts I have, because that's, like, the obvious stuff to talk about. The thing that I found really interesting is when you see that it's on this scale, you realize that there's a psychological lesson that you can learn from this. And one is just that, you know, in the working place, right, you're spending the vast majority of your time. You spend, like, what is it, 80% of your waking hours or something. You know, hopefully you don't, but most people do. And when you're in that environment, you may act professionally or you may act a certain way. But we're all humans, and we all have these, you know, we all have natural attraction desires. Thing is that anyone who's civilized knows to keep a professional environment, and like, you know, you don't need to, you can be attracted to someone, but you don't need to, you know,
act on it
or do anything physical with regard to it. When you're in the working place, then it compounds. And any attraction you may have, you know, to someone you think is slightly attractive, whether it's a girl or a guy, it all of a sudden magnifies. And like, you're so much more attracted to them. Why? Because you're spending so much time with them. So that's the one thing I thought was like interesting. And it's just like, it's weird as a society. This is how we've kind of formed. Is like, okay, we work and we spend many hours with the same people in the same place doing the same kind of thing. And it breeds this kind of craziness. And then the other thing is that there's also psychological. The power dynamic is, in the end of the day, there's something about when a man feels like he has power over, you know, like an intern or someone else that works under him. There's this, and I say this because there's not a whole slew of women executives who are coming out for having like assaulted sexually their male employees or female employees. It's these men doing it to women.
We wouldn't complain.
I won't say anything.
I will say, I don't know. I'm not going to say that for a fact, but I'm just going to say, I don't know of a lot of men who would complain.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. That's a whole other topic. That's a different topic. Which we can and should speak about. But my point is that there's this dynamic where, and it's like an ego trip. There's some kind of power thing to it. And so, like when my mom said, you know, look at these guys making stupid decisions, I'm thinking it's absolutely true. But you can't just say, oh, they're so smart and they became so successful. How could they do something so stupid? It's so stupid, but there's this psychological element to it where it's like, my gosh, like it's got to be something because it's common. It's happened to so many guys. There's got to be this trip that they go on when they can look, you know, this vulnerable, you know, female figure and look at them and take advantage of them. It's sexual, but it's so psychological.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that it was interesting. Like when you, it brings this to light. It brings the whole dynamic that like, you know, there's a power trip you can kind of have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my rant on that. There's no political agenda. There's no thought. It's just kind of like, you know, makes you realize something more psychological about the whole situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start backwards. I'm going to start with the power trip first.
Okay.
Because granted, right now, like sexual harassment is like the trend. I hate to call it that, but like that's like what's hot right now. So that's what we see up in our face all the time. Like all these like sexual harassment claims. It's funny because I watched the Today Show in the morning with my girlfriend when I'm getting ready to go to work, right? And I forgot who it was, but it was like a couple of months ago when this shit was first starting up. And he was sitting across from Matt Lauer, and he was saying, it was when it first hit Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
He was saying, this is like such a big thing. This is going to hit so many other different sectors of the world. He's like, I wouldn't be surprised if it starts hitting sports soon. I wouldn't be surprised if it started hitting.
Matt Lauer
is like in his presence. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it hits sports arena. I wouldn't be surprised if it hits what's that damn thing called? Silicon Valley. Like he was saying how it's going to hit all these different sectors of our everyday lives. And I was just like, you know, nah, I didn't see it at the time. And now I'm like, yo, wow, look how many people like all this is happening to. Like today, the Carolina Panthers owner is gonna sell a team. It's like hitting all these different areas, and like even in the tech world, like that's getting brought to light about how in Silicon Valley how these women are being treated and how they're getting sexually harassed. Power is something that society teaches us. I don't even think. I mean, I grant it's a psychological trip, but society tells us in our everyday facet of life that if you're powerful, you can have whatever you want. Like even like. To not even to diminish sexual harassment, but say I work for a big company, I want to buy this small company. I'm more powerful than you. So like, I'm going to take over your company. What can you do about it? Nothing. And that's how men feel. That's how some men feel when they see women who are not on their status level or when those men have something women want, basically. Like in Hollywood, it's like, oh, you want this gig? You got to get through me to get this gig.
That's crazy.
This gig. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's what society teaches us. Like, the more power you have, the more you can do.
The power dynamic that enables that or encourages it.
Oh, it encourages
it's already there. It's like it's part of it. Encourages it
through the roof. Like exactly what I was even on like a criminal level. You see some people who are powerful. You're powerful. You have money. You can buy the best attorneys in the world. You can get off. Like our society teaches us that power is everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised that, you know, a man would have all this power, or a woman, you know, but I'm not surprised anyone in general would have so much power and abuse it.
Yeah.
Same.
I think it's even a little bit, it's that, and it's, I would add, this is a personal opinion. It's what society teaches us is that with power, you get more access, you get more of a pass, but it's also that it's okay in the dynamic where there is the powerful one and then the vulnerable one, it's okay and acceptable, and it's repeated, this is how it happens, where the powerful one takes advantage of the vulnerable one.
Mm-hmm.
And so on a sexual level, it's, okay, well, it's the, you know, the you know, female intern who's getting harassed by her boss,
mm-hmm.
Who's like, you know, Harvey Weinstein's big fat guy.
That's nasty.
I mean, it's all nasty. The whole picture of it is nasty. But there's my point is that it's like there's this thing that we kind of accept, like that those who are more vulnerable and less powerful can be taken advantage of by those who have more power.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's something sexual, whether it's professional, or whether it's political, it's just something that we take for granted. And so when someone is rising to the ranks like a Harvey Weinstein or Matt Lauer, well, in the back of their mind, number one, they have the first thing I was talking about, which is every day they're sitting in their office and they're becoming increasingly attracted to this single or multiple people because they're seeing them every day. And, you know, you can only, as a human, you can only have so many hours where you kind of wind down. I was just going to say, like, anyone who's admirable knows how to separate their animalistic side from their logical side. But we all have an animalistic side. And there's a place to be animalistic.
And if you don't, and you're constantly seeing your prey, for lack of a better.
Yeah. Exactly. I was just going to say, it's like survival, almost like survival of the fittest or natural selection in a way.
I think there's something natural about, my comment is this so that I make it clear for the record. I think it's natural to have an animalistic side, 100%. There's a place to be animalistic. More in the bedroom than in the fucking office place. And there's a place not to be animalistic. And you can be animalistic on the field if you play some kind of sport. But the thing is that when you're in an office environment, there's so many things that are inherently, I think, unnatural, right? Like the way you have to compose yourself, the way you act, the whole hierarchy thing. Like if someone treats you badly, but they're your boss, you want to tell them to go fuck themselves. But you can't tell them to go fuck themselves. So there's like this natural desire that has to be suppressed. In any case, I'm saying that suppression of kind of a natural instinct, whatever it may be, whether it's something that's more acceptable, like, you know, telling your boss to go fuck themselves, or if it's something that's unacceptable, like acting on a physical urge, then there's always this suppression of, you know, you feel kind of some natural instinct and you have to suppress it. So you sit in the office all day and these guys see this power dynamic that they can take advantage of, and they see an opportunity where they can put down this guard that they put up to suppress, you know, an urge that they feel
because they're constantly getting everything else in the other facets of their life.
Exactly. So why they don't need to suppress urges in other ways. And that's the other thing, is that if it's socially acceptable,
your ego, you're getting bored by power,
they feel entitled to it.
They feel entitled.
I get everything else. Why can't I have this?
Exactly. Exactly. They can tell their intern to go fuck themselves, and like no one bats an eye, right? They can abuse orally, and in some cases maybe physically. And then it's like, okay, well, I can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is warped psychologically, like you said, because they have all this money. So if it's about women, you can buy whatever you want.
Yep.
Women will be attracted to you because you have money. But like the thought to prey on people that are powerless, that it does say something about these people psychologically.
Mm-hmm. I think so. It's the scary thing to me, the saddening thing is the scale. Because that's when you realize, like, it's if you see a, you know, you hear of a few guys, but it's the fact that there's so many people. So it's like, well, you really, the big guy in any industry is someone who is, you know, doesn't it plays into this whole power dynamic, acts on urges, you know, and they've all gotten so far. Like, yeah. It's, you know, there's a bit of the nod to, you know, thank God all these guys are getting in trouble, I'd like to say.
Yeah.
Without making it super political.
No, the thing that, because I think you referenced people taking, like, these kind of things for granted, in a sense. And people take things like this, it's not that people take it for granted, because obviously they know what they're doing is wrong. It's just until shit hits the fan. Because there's so many actors, so many male actors I've seen come out and be like, oh, I can't believe he was doing that. I think Ben Affleck was one.
Oh, they knew.
And I was like, yo, come on.
That's another thing. Like, if you work in Hollywood.
We have friends that, you know, do some grimy shit. And like, I know. So it's like, if it ever came out, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be appalled and give this public message like, damn, he was doing what?
Yeah,
like,
to come out and make.
Yeah, like, you know. We all know what's going on. Like, our entire nation is built off of power and abusing the underprivileged and people who have less rights than us. That's how our entire nation is about, stepping over people from slave traders, all the extra shit that, you know, that's happened over our years. It's not an issue until people feel like it's an issue. Like, until it's like it gets put to the forefront, then it's like, oh cool, this is what's wrong right now. But all these things are wrong, and everyone knows it's wrong. I'm sure this stuff, people knew this shit was wrong back in, since the 80s, 90s, and it's just like,
how
now.
They was doing it.
How long? Now you ran like, Merrimack? How long? So if you live in that LA Hollywood sector.
Everywhere.
Not even just movies. If you're in the entertainment business, you cross these paths with all these, you're at all these fancy parties and shindigs. Mm-hmm. You hear little things here and there.
Mm-hmm. Gotta talk.
And then they have to know.
Yeah.
So what do you think about, known thing. What do you think about the notion that times have changed, though? Because, like, for example, on the Bill Cosby concept, right? He was saying that was normal back in the days. Everyone was doing that.
My mom was telling me, too. That wasn't my fault, Kev.
I'm not saying, like, I'm using him as an example, not saying it completely aligns up. But I'm saying, I'm sure a piece of Harvey Weinstein, I'm not making that an excuse, but I'm saying if that was the Hollywood culture of the time, granted, it's wrong now. How much can, I mean, it was wrong then, sorry. But how much can you ridicule someone for living in their time where it's completely normal to live like that?
Well, correct me where I'm wrong. Bill Cosby was doing or giving women drugs.
Yeah, drugging them, Quaaludes.
But that they wanted. Like some. Well, some, not all. Know, yeah. Not all. Weinstein is preying on women that are they're feeling uncomfortable and expressing this to him. Mm-hmm. But then he still.
Well, all of them didn't express that they were uncomfortable to him.
Okay.
It was more so. A lot of them were saying that he knew what he was doing. He used his power to take advantage of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, either you're going to fuck me or you're not going to get this movie role. So it wasn't something that he had to actually say. Mm. It was like, I'm going to put my hand on your knee. And you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You know better. Like, you want this role or you don't. So it's not like they really had an option in the situation. But, like, and I promise this is not me making an excuse for anyone. I just really, like, just for intellectual debate, I want to know, like, how do you feel about when something is that common in that time and it does not feel wrong to you at that time.
That's like if I gay, because I'm a smoker. I smoke. So that's like if now everyone smokes. I'm with a girl and I roll a joint for her and she just gets high. And then like 10 years later, she's like, oh, you laced my joint with something. Like, and then everyone looks down upon smoking weed at the time. Like, it's not, it's like, it's something that you might want, I think. Because I felt like in the Bill Cosby thing, a lot of those women were participating in that consensually. It's just one happened, another one, and it just became a chain. Like, yeah, you know what? I think he did abuse me with that too. And I don't think with the Bill Cosby case, but with the Harry Weinstein, like, I remember reading one with Lupita. I don't know how to say her last name. And he was basically like telling her, like, you're going to give me a massage later. She didn't say nothing. Like, she was just like, all right. And she gave him a massage. And he, like, I think he dropped the towel by accident. Yeah. And she felt super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. Oops.
But that's the thing. But it's tough because in that time, for example, because I'm sure not every woman felt uncomfortable in that time. For example, something can happen to me 10 years ago, right? And in that moment, I wouldn't feel no type of way about it. But then as I get older and I think back about that time, I'm like, yo, that was fucked up and that was wrong. And then feel some type of way about it now. Whereas in that time, that could have felt completely normal to me. So it's like, it's just a very hard...
It's hard. I don't think so.
I don't... Yeah. That's like hard. The thought of giving women drugs and then passing out and then taking advantage...
Listen, Kev, time out. Don't put that on me. No,
I want to understand what you're saying.
I'm just like, whoa.
That's what I'm saying. With this conversation, it's hard because there's two things happening at once. Number one, if we're going to try and talk about the details of like what happened and decipher like step by step, play by play, what was wrong morally, what was not acceptable, what was acceptable at the time, but what was just flat out always wrong. It's... To be honest, I brought the subject up. I'm talking high level. I don't know the details of any of this shit. Yeah. Like, I don't actually follow. I don't follow. Like, I didn't know that it was spoken about in the Cosby case that some women actually showed that they wanted the drugs and, like, wanted to fuck with him. Like, I don't follow any of this closely at all or even lightly. I just kind of hear about it. So that's why I had this high level thought because it was like, oh, I'm hearing it so much. But I'm saying if you get to the details, like, that's going to be hard. I will like to listen and say what I believe, but I'm not going to say, you can't tell Jarrell, like, oh, if he gives drugs to a woman and she passes out and he fucks
I'm not telling Jarrell.
Jarrell's not saying
that's what you said, Jarrell.
That's not what that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is I'm for the most part, I'm just playing devil's advocate for the sake of conversation. Yeah. For example, we used to be frowned upon for years, and now so many states are legalizing it. Imagine if it was the reverse. Imagine if we was freely, like, everyone had smoked weed now, and I know where states just started rendering back, like, cutting back on it, right? And then you're like, oh, you smoked weed back
in the 80s? You gave me a joint?
You smoked weed back in the 80s, and you gave this girl weed, she ain't wanted. You know, something along those lines, where it's like just the reverse effect of something, where in that moment, this feels like this is normal to you. And this is
What aspects of these, like Weinstein and Cosby, are you saying feels normal to them in these two respective things?
What was the normalcy?
Yeah.
The conversation, I think, too.
First of all, people were saying that a lot of black comedians came out and said that was common about the Quaaludes situation. Everyone was taking Quaaludes, and these women just wanted to be around because he was a celebrity. They wanted to fuck. And it made it easier for them to fuck if they were on drugs. Everyone was using drugs back in the 70s. That's what they're saying. So to him, in that moment, he probably doesn't even feel like he's drugging these women. He feels like he's having a good time. When Bill Cosby apologized, he said that he admitted to, you know, I guess in this time, drugging women. But he said that back then, that was normal. That's been his defense ever since then. Back then, that was normal. So what I'm saying is, if in that time...
But Quaaludes put you to sleep. So if you...
So does alcohol.
And lean.
At what point... What you're doing, don't you feel it's wrong though? Like, okay, everybody does drugs. Yeah. But if somebody's unresponsive, at what point are you wrong? Like, if you're taking, That's
hard,
what I'm saying.
But it's hard for us to argue that because we don't know. We didn't live in that time.
Yeah.
Like, we've literally, 100, we've grown up in a time where we can acknowledge that someone's, like, you know, fucked up and, like, that's, and, like, wow. I personally see my family was fucked up and, like, that's all normal. Someone's passed out somewhere, overdosed on some drugs, and everyone's just still partying, act like nothing normal. Oh, yeah. He gets up 15 minutes later, he's fine, everything's fine. If that happened around us, we'd be scared as fuck. Like, we'd be like, what the hell's going on right now? So, like, it depends on what area you come from. And I'm not making no excuses for anyone.
I know.
I have to keep clarifying this. I know that shit is wrong.
Jarrell got to clear his name.
No, I'm just saying, like, it makes me, like, sometimes really think, because it makes me fear for what I do right now, what I do in our lives now. 10 years from now, something that we could be doing now, something that we could say on this podcast right now could be completely scrutinized. And they'd be like, oh, you said this back in 2017? And then what I'm going to do? Have to apologize for something I really felt in 2017?
We're going
to
have to fire Jarrell.
But no.
I think Jarrell's getting a little concerned about his presidential ambitions. Okay. Yeah, I'm all for Jarrell. I have 2020. But no, I agree completely. It's drawing that line of what was acceptable but is no longer acceptable, and like, what are we even talking about that we're saying was acceptable? It's hard to define. We can't say.
Yes.
Yeah, like, that is a harder thing to do. And, you know, if something's widely accepted at the time, sometimes you don't question the morality of it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that it's not immoral.
It's not right.
But it also doesn't mean that there's some stuff which people didn't question, which now we say is immoral, which, well, maybe there's some times where you could split the hairs, right?
Yeah.
Also, too, when do the women get accountability for what they do? Because if you know that, like, and that's one thing that pisses me off. How do you, I'm going to say it, because why, if you know that, you know, this person has, like, say, Bill Cosby. If you know that Bill Cosby has been drugging women, or if he even tells you that, you know, I have, you know, there's a pill here and a drink here, he gives it to you. When is it your choice? Like, he's not forcing you. You know, I'm hoping he didn't force. But when is it your choice to say that this is an uncomfortable situation that I personally feel wrong being in?
It's hard. Because
that's what's hard.
It's hard. Choice.
Because
hard.
If I'm in a room and I don't know how they felt, so I don't want to say that. But if I'm with a girl and I just feel really weird and I don't really see her making my drinks for me and I don't really feel comfortable, I'm not gonna be there. Like, I'm not gonna force myself to be there. Or Harry Weinstein. You know, Lupita's a great actor, but if someone tells me to massage them, I'm not massaging you. Like, that's not going down. I don't care who you are. So when do you hold these women accountable for making this choice?
Well, that's a different, because with Harvey Weinstein, he holds, like, for a lot of these women, the fate of your career in his hands. That's, but again, it's still choice. But then it's like,
it's your life. It's hard. It's hard. But you got to make that choice, because it's going to affect you years later. Like, this is going to these affect all these women, and you see them coming out. And it's funny you bring this topic up, because this morning I read an article that they actually appointed a sexual harassment officer in Hollywood. Like, an actual person that's going to take care of sexual harassment cases in Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sure HR. There's going to be a lot of settlements. Yeah, that's why.
And she's black, surprised. So she ain't having shit. Like, she's not having shit.
Yeah, it shouldn't have taken this long.
You ain't having shit. It shouldn't have.
But no, as far as accountability, it's a very thin line. And the law puts the onus on the man to know what's going on at all times and how this person feels. But when you... The only sympathy I can ever have for a celebrity is that you don't really know. Because sometimes a woman could be around you because they really want to be around you.
Yeah.
They just want to fuck a celebrity. Other times, they could be around you to try to, you know, fuck you over. And other times, it's just a blend. Like, you don't necessarily know what's going on. If you meet someone in an hour and have sex with them, you don't know that person. You don't know, like, what their intentions were, nor you don't really know what your intentions were. Yeah, your animalistic side came out. And you just want to have sex, but you don't really know what is going on. But the law puts the onus on the man in that situation to know everything. Like, why?
Well, that's when it's just hard for, because it could just be consensual in the moment, and then that same woman could come out after the fact.
Say you raped me.
Jesus.
Like, I feel like that happened with Russell Simmons. Because when he was going nuts when he was younger, like, he was going berserk, and he admitted it. Mm-hmm. And now it's coming out. He's kind of like, you know, maybe I kind of did, like,
how many of these cases do you think are actually legitimate, though? Out of, like, this, all of these bundle of cases that are thrown out there.
Harry Weinstein.
I would guess the majority of the Weinstein, because of how long he's been in power. Mm-hmm. The numbers are, like, in the hundreds, but he's been in like 2 decades or more, I think, in power. So I could, I believe those, and he looks like a creep, so that could just be my bias.
Check.
Yeah.
Louis C.K.
Oh, he admitted to that.
Yeah, I know, but he is just another one. He
admitted to that. So.
Yeah.
It's just I think a lot of them are.
Yeah.
But not every.
Yeah.
I think it's, I think the majority, but.
What's the guy from PBS? Smiley?
Travis Smiley.
Travis Smiley. Did you hear about his thing?
No.
He's basically like, I didn't do it. Like, I know the difference between consensual and non-consensual. He's like, I did not do it. And
well, that's the scary part.
Yeah.
Women are going to come because this is, you can get the money and. Mm-hmm.
That he said, she said shit is scary.
But the positive, though, if you're like entering Hollywood now, you're entering a completely different
golden age.
You are. Kevin's like these prominent people. Harvey Weinstein's no longer in power. Kevin Spacey, they're cutting him out before even filming. Like they're taking this very seriously. You're weeding out the corrupt and the bad.
Yeah, the reaction actually is that's positive. I mean,
well, some of.
Yeah, but you're only weeding out the basically the fall guys in a sense. Like
No. The fall guys are usually the ones below.
You're killing
them.
The disease too at the Not same if, time.
Well, this is also a very different time we live in where.
And they know everyone.
This is also a very different time where everyone's voice matters. Similar to what we're saying about the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. So whoever was the first accuser, her voice got out there to the masses immediately because social media, all these things. So it's not like it's just like her voice means nothing. Her voice got out there to the masses. So there's a lot of underlying things. Like he could be the, even though he's a big guy, he could still be the fall guy. Like think about Harvey Weinstein, now the owner of the Carolina Panthers. Like all this shit's coming out. These are like billionaires basically that people are like, it's getting out there now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be like, these aren't things you can just necessarily cover up like you used to be able to before, I'm assuming. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. You're entering a better landscape now.
I'm
confused.
You're saying
not everyone's being.
No, not I'm everyone's confused. Not everyone's not being scapegoated. No, I think it's almost nearly impossible to like stop people from abusing their power. I think that's like literally impossible.
Well, yeah, you're not gonna catch everybody, but this has never happened. This is unprecedented.
This situation.
So it's a start.
Yeah, but. How many times do we see things in our everyday life where it's like this topic is hot right now? Let's go all in on this, and then that shit gets brushed to the wayside. We never hear about it again. And you know what happens when that shit gets brushed to the wayside? It starts right back up. People just don't notice it anymore because it's not hot anymore.
It's like, not like that.
Black young men getting killed. That shit was hot for a little bit. Everyone's talking about it. Black young men still get killed every day. They ain't putting on the news.
Well, that's another separate.
It's not. Hollywood
in this society, in this country, Hollywood versus the lives of. Minorities getting killed.
Okay.
I mean, don't you think that's reported a little differently? And
yeah, I agree there. So let's say Hollywood versus Wall Street criminals, like people stealing other people's money. That shit. Do you think that shit's not happening no more? People losing money daily. It's like. Grant, I don't have the perfect comparison to something that would be like as important as Hollywood, I suppose. But there are a lot of important things going on that people are getting fucked over on, and whatever is like gonna grab, whichever is gonna grab the most attention is what the news is gonna cover. Period. If people stop caring about the sexual harassment shit, they're gonna stop reporting it. Like they're gonna stop showing this all over the TV. No one wants to see this anymore. And that's what I really think. I think there's no way in hell that they're gonna just. Fucking eradicate all of this.
I didn't say all.
No, I'm saying, the landscape looks nice now. It looks nice now, but as soon as people turn their back to it again,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna start right back up because people gonna do what they can get away with, especially powerful people. They're gonna do what they can.
But how does it in this day and age, like 10 years, we're still gonna have Twitter. What's stopping another person from saying such and such did this to me, and then more people from continuously coming out, even if news people don't report it. Well, if a prominent actor, actress with millions of followers voices that out, and then another actor, actress with a similar voice and platform.
But you're assuming that it has to be a powerful actress. You know how many no-name actresses and actors are in L.A.?
That's valid.
Those are the main ones that are probably getting fingers in their butt. Like, those are the main ones that are probably getting it the worst, though. And that's where
nobody's going to listen to them.
Yeah,
that's true.
Put it on Twitter. All right, cool. You got 5 retweets. Like, it's just going to be harder. And I mean, I hope. No, I honestly,
I'm still getting over the fingers in the butt comment.
Yeah, I am too. Like,
that was me being.
It was okay.
No, but that was me being. That was me being extreme.
It flowed organically.
It was me being extreme, but like.
And Jarrell was doing this with his hands too. Like, damn.
That was me being extreme.
Oh my God.
But like, I feel.
Hashtag no fingers in your
butt. Oh no.
Save the butt.
But I feel like those are the ones that will get it worse. Yeah. But I hope, but I honestly, I hope what you're saying is true. I hope that now that it's highlighted to the masses, that, you know, it will be something that has a long lasting effect and people will, you know, cut that out completely.
No, you're right. And in this day and age, I can see why you would be skeptical. You have a right to be skeptical.
We're trying to be mature, Ryan.
Too late.
So that subject clearly
that shit took.
Now going back to what I started with, which is Kevin asked me what I think we could speak about. Harvey Weinstein, etc., was literally my text, and so that was a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, that's something that
this whole thing, by the way, we were just speaking about the scale of it and how long it's been going on for. No, but I'm saying like the outing of these guys who've done it. And I forgot. I thought then, oh yeah, my God, like, when did the whole Bill Cosby thing start? That was like months ago.
And that was years ago.
It was like a year and a half ago.
It was almost two years ago now.
Okay, 2 years ago. So, I mean, like, it's been an ongoing thing. It was a trickle. Now it's like a waterfall.
At my job, we get like this. It's a report. Is I work in the restaurant business,
yeah.
So I work with a collections agency. They send us these reports weekly to let us know which restaurants owe the most money and to who they owe money to. They also showed a report today of people in the restaurant business who has sexual harassment cases filed on them. So it's like a number of men in that field too. That's like they own three rest. They own so like. They basically all have corporations or LLCs that umbrella all these little tiny restaurants like Water Club, River Cafe. They're all owned by the same entity.
Yes.
So like these head guys now, they're getting, I think, one step down. He owns like five restaurants because he has like over 60 cases, and like he's known as a flirt in the restaurant. But like it's coming out like in every sector, like you said.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and that's when, again, like, flirt, like what, you say something witty or you're being, like, aggressive. So, yeah, like, need to know specifics.
You say one thing and you could just offend someone.
Yeah, power, man.
Lose your whole life.
Power.
That's the common.
Yeah.
So they didn't do, or I shouldn't say didn't, they didn't. Did they do a whole consensual sex course for you guys in college? Because, like, that was a big thing when we started. Freshman year, we had, like, we had in orientation, like, we had to, like, go to something more than once and learn about consensual sex.
I don't remember.
St. John's thought we were all virgins and we shouldn't be drinking and smoking, you know, so they didn't feel the need to have
them. We weren't Johnny.
We weren't sinning.
I don't remember, though. I don't remember anything like that coming across. Same. But even then, like,
I didn't need it. Well, I didn't think in this day and age now. I didn't think, but now.
Hey, Shouty, you trying to go back to my room? Oh, my God. Why are you talking to me like that?
No, but see, that's actually the thing is that you do need it because, like, what we have always thought was more normal, which is like, oh, there's a flirtatious interaction. Something happens. You know, you try to be pushy, but, like, any level of pushiness.
Well, it depends who you are.
Because then you could be doing something that someone doesn't want to do, and you know they may not be giving you a red stoplight, but like even when they give hesitation, it could be a hidden stoplight.
You really got to know how to read body language out here.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Intuition.
Like, personally speaking, and this can happen to anybody. I'm not pushy. Yeah. I'm not pushy. Usually, like in my case, a woman makes the first move, and then I go because I've seen. I don't want to misconstrue. But even now in that day and age, because again, if we have sex, I'm just going by how, I guess we were raised.
Mm-hmm.
Like if this woman, again, body language is returning this and her hands are on me and, you know, that's consent.
Even then, you know, that could be tricky because if someone's drunk, they're like, she didn't really give consent. She wasn't in her right mind.
Intuition. She had
consent, yeah.
I would ask too. Wait, be like, yo, you like me? Like, cause I'm not trying to.
She can say, yeah, right in that moment, be drunk as fuck. And they would say, she
I'm a voice right memo, everybody.
You gotta, you gotta sign these contracts. Yeah, man, it's just a crazy landscape. Speaking of that, luckily I have a girlfriend. Austin, you're single. How do you navigate this landscape?
Yeah,
that's
Austin,
what I was saying. I was just saying, thank God I got
no,
it.
After that conversation, I don't want to speak about anything that I ever do sexually. No,
about to go lawyer up?
get real on next topic, please. Next topic.
I wasn't asking what you do sexually. I was asking.
No, I know. Oh. Nonetheless, next topic.
Okay.
He's like, that's not what I wanted to discuss today.
No, I said.
Next topic.
What else is on your mind, man?
Well, tell me how good these cookies are. Like, no,
they're delicious.
Are they not?
Oh, yeah. Austin brought some cookies through.
Yeah, you said the same.
What are they? Almond nut? What are they?
And
it's very like an hard. Almond shortbread. I don't actually know what's in it because I didn't make them. My aunts did, but they're delicious.
Yeah, they bang in. Yeah.
How much did you plan to bring to your friend? Because they really...
There's I'm enough.
Right? Yeah, you got to spread them out. Oh, you just got to spread them out. Make it look like, you know,
where
you
they
want
look,
the perfect amount.
They look like donuts.
They mad good, though.
They look like
hey, that
donuts.
Was a very interesting conversation. Mm-hmm, I didn't right? expect it to you know, be drawn out like that. The more you talk about it, like, the more thoughts pop into your mm-hmm. head. Like, damn.
Well, there's so... We, like... I don't express there them are properly. Other topics in there that mm-hmm. we, yeah. like, just touched on, but we actually walked away from because, like... Okay, Jarrell brought up the whole thing. Well, how are you going to now start distinguishing between what was acceptable and what isn't
yeah.
anymore acceptable? Like, there's a whole thing you can go in there. And then, you know, then actually deciding, okay, well, in what step in the process of, you know, a claimed sexual assault, like, when does it become? I would be interested with the whole legal side of this. Like you said, because you said, well,
that.
You said on. I thought you said in the. I thought you said in the. According to the law, the what did you say? It's onerous is on the man. I forgot. You used legal terms that I didn't understand.
The onus is on the man, onus. Though. But that's
what the hell does onus mean?
Like you, like the burden is on the man. Like you have the proof. You have to prove the burden that you did either did not know that she was that drunk or that she did give consent.
Got it.
All on the man to prove those things.
Okay.
Like, a woman can say you raped me, and the yeah. burden automatically shifts to you for you to
okay.
prove that
so
you did not rape her.
So guilty proven innocent,
basically.
Essentially. Okay. Is this one of the things you learned in law school?
No.
Oh, no.
I just learned
really?
From
common sense.
No, it's like, okay. it's not even it's common sense, but, like, you see all
reading
these cases.
Reading a new article every
yeah,
day.
You see all these cases where, like,
you better
that's,
learn.
That's how it ends up being.
I think, too, there's something that, I mean, I don't know, like, my mom instilled in me, too, like, when you could be very respectful and hold your tone, like, especially if you're trying to get with a female, like, know what to say and know what not to say. You know that you shouldn't be saying, give me a massage if, mm-hmm. you know, it's bad intentions. Or, like, you know you shouldn't be giving someone a pill if, one, they don't need it, and two, you know, it's just going to put them to sleep because you know
what
you're going to do.
No, that's,
your sensibilities, like, I'm coming where you're coming from, aren't everybody's sensibilities. So... Mm-hmm. I guess that's where the problem lies.
That's where the problem is.
I just thought of an example I think we can all relate to in a sense. Like, before I get to it, but I want to say, like, even when I'm saying what I want to say, like, Austin was saying how I'm, like, basically playing devil's advocate, and I'm like, oh, like, how do you know when rape is da-da-da? And, like, even when I express that, I still have to say, oh, these aren't my views, you know? And back in the days, you wouldn't have to even say that. You just say... This is what about this? How is this person feeling this time?
Yeah.
Now you have to be so PC, like, oh,
PC.
I don't feel this way. And again, I don't feel this way. But an example just popped into my head. Think about Eminem in, like, the late 90s and early 2000s and the shit that he was saying. Like, you can't even call people, you can't even say the F word anymore. Like, maggots and, like, you know, going on. That shit was, like, I mean, it wasn't acceptable at the time, but people were just using it. Like, it was completely normal. I honestly believe if Eminem made that music in today's time, he would not be as successful as he is. Like, I think, like, because the parents were getting on his ass back then, but imagine the backlash he would get nowadays if he made that music about killing his wife, crazy shit.
Killing his mom.
Everyone. Yeah. And it's just like that time was so different, like, because it was just new. And, like, granted, some people knew it was wrong, but it was just like, wow, this is, like, still new. This is still fresh to everyone. So everyone was living in it, which is kind of like your point, where it's like something that's new and everyone's just, it's commonplace in that time. So everyone's doing it or, like, enjoying it. But now we look back and, like, yo, that motherfucker was crazy. Like, that was some wild shit he was talking about at that time. Like, that's not acceptable. That's not cool.
No, but it was wild back then. But it depends on the listener.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, these bars are fire, but I'm not going to go out and stuff anybody in a trunk.
Yeah, no, but when you hear, for example, when you hear the F word, maggot, right? It starts with F. When you hear it, do you not, like don't you just cringe now? Like, you don't feel different when you hear it? Well, I haven't heard it in a long ass time.
Yeah, it sounds like something it is. Shouldn't be.
This is a different feeling, though. Like, when I listened to Eminem and I heard it before, I was like, oh, all right. Like, didn't even think too like much about it. But I heard someone yell at someone on a train right now. I would be like, oh, shit. Like, I was really like, oh, I'd be taken aback by it. Like, oh, okay. You must really hate him.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's true. Actually. Yeah. That's very true.
Different times, I guess. I don't know. It's just crazy. You got to really be careful what you do out here in these streets.
Yes,
like,
man.
Y'all be killed.
State of self, man.
I never.
Chill out with your day ones.
I never was a fan of Eminem, but that shit sounded crazy then to me.
You're not gonna become a fan now.
Even what happened? Like, I mean, is he famous anymore? Does he have new albums?
He's famous for life. Okay.
He dropped the album on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he and it's did projected drop an album. Okay.
Projected to sell almost 300,000 its first week. Yeah. Which is good in this climate, but like by his standards, not as good.
Okay.
A lot of mixed reviews, but
yeah, I know it's nothing. I don't know, like, it's 300,000.
You don't need to know about that.
A teeny bit, or
it's not that good.
It's not.
No,
great.
In this
it's
day and age, yes, it is.
300,000 is a lot in this day and age. A lot of music doesn't sell anymore.
Yeah.
Because we stream everything.
Yeah. You know that. That's a side note. You know, if you don't download the albums, you just listen to it without downloading, they get more. Basically, more revenue goes into their pocket instead of you just downloading it and listening to it like that.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Chris Brown has some shit for his album. He was trying to get gold, and he was telling his fans to do that.
Yeah. He ain't go gold yet off them 57 songs?
He went gold already.
Okay, I would hope so.
So many songs.
One would hope.
He has like 80 songs on it.
That's too much.
Jesus. So it's if you don't download the song, but you listen to it on like Spotify.
It counts as you streaming it. So, like, if you download it, it doesn't count anymore because it's automatically in your phone versus you're streaming it from their service and it counts as numbers as you keep listening. Mm,
that's too much work.
It's weird, yeah. I mean, yeah, that was just a side note.
There's always ways to rig the system, no matter what the system is, so.
Yep.
You want to get into
my space shit?
Yeah, what else? You have anything else?
No. I want to hear about the space. I can go. I'm going to keep going. I just want to get you talk to me about space and then I'll have questions.
So the government is releasing UFO evidence footage of artificial intelligence of life outside of Earth. And then last night they put up one video of these two fighter jets following an image in the sky. The shit was kind of creepy, actually. The shit is going. They're saying it's going against the wind because I guess they get the wind current or whatever. So it looks like a circle with two things sticking out at the edge. And usually you see planes go like this, right? And the head is in the front.
Yeah.
The tail is in the back. This shit is going like this. It flips over in form, like it rotates like this. And then apparently there was multiple objects like this in the sky that they were, or a lot of them were watching. Like, you hear the audio and they're like, oh, you see all these things? Like, what is this? And then all of a sudden you just see it, like,
how are they shaped?
Like, it looks like, I don't want to say Independence Day.
Huh?
You ever seen Independence Day?
Yeah.
The first one. Sort of like that ship that crashed in the DC or the
UFO that crashed into the White House, Will Smith movie.
But that it sort of looks like that, but you don't have like a definite image of it. You could just see an outline and you see the way, I guess, whatever propulsion is coming out, you see it on the sides. But it's just the way, like, normally everyone's telling me it's fake. But at the end of the day, like, how many videos out there that you can't prove are real or not? And this is, I don't know who the source is, but the way the image looks in the sky, and it's just like, I don't see, like, the way it freaked me out. And
did they mention where the sighting occurred?
No, I don't think so, actually. They're literally in the sky, and they're...
Do you listen to a space podcast?
No, I can't find a good one, because a lot of them are conspiracy theories, and I don't really like listening to those. Like, if you don't have facts for me... Like, I listened to one, and it started talking about flat Earth.
Where's the source for this one?
This one, it was, you ever use Breaking 911 on Twitter?
No.
So they always give, like, whenever they have new...
Are they reputable?
I use them. My brother sent it to me yesterday. Like, I use them for when, like, The shooting in LA, like it showed that like immediately. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna see if I can show. Like this is the image.
That's the one you sent us? No.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it I don't know. It just Charlamagne put up a very good post on Instagram that basically was like, in one planet, it's so diverse with animals in the water, animals on land, people. Like, it's so diverse. You really think out there is not as diverse as this little tiny blue planet. And that opened my eyes up. And he put up a repost of someone saying they're going to leak footage of the UFO.
No,
but that was it. I'm just excited. And then they found a new solar system near our solar system that actually is habitable, that has planets that are habitable for us to live on.
Wait, a whole nother solar system?
Yeah, but it's like 2,500 light years away, which means it would take us 2,500 years to get there with the technology that we have now. But that's it.
Wow.
That suffices to say we won't end up there. That's for sure.
Not us.
That's
my grandkids' concern. Great, if you could.
I wouldn't be the first people to go up there. I'm not volunteering.
No?
Y'all get there first. Y'all
send
land.
Send word back.
How's looking? Then I'm still going to wait a little bit.
Yep. Work out the kinks.
It's like the new iPhone. Shit always fuck it up a little bit.
You wait a few months.
Get there, you can't breathe properly.
You still all right?
Start getting knots in your throat. Nah, I'm good.
You still all right?
I wait.
Word, that is true. I didn't think about that.
I'll wait.
Mutating, yeah.
But that's it on my end. But that's a lot. Austin, on one topic.
Man, I mean, I told him, like, I didn't have, I didn't come in with something specific to speak about, but I knew that if it was, like, a topic we could all talk about.
Definitely need a part two. Part two.
Oh, with a different topic, though.
Oh, yeah, something that's a little more
a little lighter
fun,
than
harder,
sexual,
and lighter.
You know? You're
a little lighter.
That shit got dark quick.
That's the thing. I don't want to be like, that's what I'm known for here. Like, you know. When the topic of sexual assault comes
heavy.
Up, like, give
that
Austin a
yeah,
call.
Austin, oh, yeah, the sexual assault kid.
Yeah, no, that's
pretty dark episode.
That's why I was hoping that it would be one of many topics, but hey, there was shit to say, right?
So. But you know, it's funny. I don't think it was honestly that dark of an episode. I thought that we had a very
open
conversation about it. It was just like, these are natural thoughts. Like, okay, cool. Like, this is what people are saying, but like, what about this side of it? Like, it's more so just to get people's minds racing, to make them actually think, like, to see all sides of the gamut, basically. Like, what's going on over there? What's going on over here?
100%.
I don't think it was that dark.
Nah, it was good.
We're definitely going to have you on again, and then we're going to come over, I think, like, when the sun comes out, because then we'll all be, like, real chipper and talking about nice shit, not about
Tell me in.
Nah, we need you on an episode soon. Okay. We could get more in-depth on the topics we have, too.
Oh, yeah.
I will just ask with 2017 closing. How was your year?
Oh my gosh, that's a funny question because it's so personal. But yes, good year. For sure it was. You know, you grow up hearing everyone saying like the older you get, the quicker time goes by. So true.
God.
And it's like
they weren't kidding.
Every year that goes by, you're like, oh my god, that went by quicker than the previous one. So I think the better mentality is to just not, why fret about time going by quickly and time passing at all? Like, that's what happens. So if you like what's happening as the time passes, and you like where the time may be passing you to, then it's a good thing. But yeah, 2017, every year is good. I gotta keep positive, that's for sure.
Nice.
For sure. 2018, we'll see each other in 2018, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
What about you, Kev? How was your year? You want to save
that?
Yeah,
that's a great question. Throw it back on.
Save it.
You got to save it.
2017?
I'm going to save it.
Just go, okay. Just go right. Light. Go light.
Overall, very good. Overall, very good. I learned a lot. I was blessed socially. My personal life is good, and job's going well too.
Good.
And I had the privilege of meeting a lot of interesting and creative people throughout the course of the year. So,
When did you guys start your first podcast? When it was just you two and Ryan's Basement, or
October 2016?
Okay, Yeah. So the majority of the work you've done so far for the podcast has happened this year.
Mm-hmm. This was our first real year.
A lot of the growth has happened this year. Yeah, it's been a good first year. Great first year, actually. Yeah.
To the next year. Cheers.
Still a lot of more work to be done.
Word. Yeah, but this was water. This was beer. They're both empty. So
cheers.
Well, cheers to something.
We got anything else? We good? You tapped out. You want to say bye to the people? You want to throw out your Instagram?
Bye to the people? No. There's nothing to promote.
Well, you single, boy. You better promote your Instagram.
Nah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, come on, man.
No, thank you guys for having me on. This is a lot of fun. I'm happy Kevin even asked me in the first place. I can't promise cookies, but I'll bring something else tasty next time.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come in here empty handed. I'm like, I'm just going to play the episode back.
I'm going to hold you to that
shit. But we definitely appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, thanks,
thank you, Austin. Yep. This was good.
Yeah, this was good. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the podcast. As always, please rate, subscribe, share the podcast. Check out the YouTube page. Kev works hard on that, putting all that up.
Yeah,
check
out
the IG page. You listen to this podcast on Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. What's that new one you got?
Anchor.
Yeah, so y'all make sure y'all just keep sharing the podcast, and we're going to keep doing this for y'all.
Yeah, we got one more best of.
Yeah, for the end of the year. Damn.
Yeah.
Shit came
around. For the calendar turns to 2018. Yeah.
Shit came around quick. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.